everything Gold Coast. Fridge and Spider for breakfast. Celebrating 10 years on air together. The Goldies
Triple A. Well, Thursday podcast, we've got a fair bit to cover off, and the big talking point, of course, in our neck of the woods here on the Gold Coast are the two 19-year-old women that went to Melbourne.
Oh, yeah. You're not happy. No one's happy.
No one's happy.
The most hated women in Australia, understandably, and that's a harsh word.
That is harsh.
Mm. Yeah, they just lied about where they'd been, and now they've had COVID for a few days and spread it everywhere. But I have a theory as to why that is happening and why it's going to continue happening and get even worse.
It's a very interesting theory, and I haven't heard it in the news, in any forums, on YouTube, anything.
Oh, just you wait. It'll be in the bulletin later.
That's why he's the best in the business, Benny.
Thank you.
Now, look, one of the best parts when people often ask us, what do you love about radio? It's when we can really help out people in the Triple M family.
Yeah.
And this story is no different. This is an awesome story. The lovely Raina. She got in contact with us and said, look, I really want to help my sister out. Can you make her dream come true? And it is one that we can.
Yeah.
Now, get your tissues ready for this because it is absolutely amazing and it will make you realise how precious the little things in life really are.
Yeah, it's a remarkable story. Also, yeah. We're trying to help you out with the Gold Coast being the hub of AFL at the moment. Look, we do love our Gold Coast Suns, but everybody needs a second team. So, you know, you're following footy every couple of days. So we're trying to encourage people to get a second team. Mm. And Eddie Maguire, the great Collingwood president, is going to tell you why Collingwood should be your second team.
All that on the podcast, which starts now.
Oh, you can travel to a lot of places in 8 days, especially when you're a 19-year-old girl. Look, there's real anger about all of this and these girls really, well, they're public enemy number one at the moment because basically these two selfish teenagers decided to go to Melbourne. Now, they're accused of going on a bit of a crime spree down there, stealing some high-end clothing and that sort of things and partying as well. They then came back to Brisbane via Sydney. They lied on their declaration. They were able to get back into Queensland and not quarantine. And then for 8 days, they continued to work, socialise, play in the community. There is a long list of places that Queensland Health has put out. It includes restaurants, shopping centres, medical centres, a church. It's in Logan, it's in Springfield, and also South Bank.
Yeah.
And Anastasia Palaszczuk, our premier last night on the news, she is furious.
I'm absolutely furious that this has happened.
And so many people are. There's anger. There's fear in the community because these two have absolutely been everywhere. They talk about time management.
Yeah.
From South Bank to Springfield, the list of where they've been is ridiculous. From restaurants to dental surgeries to shopping malls, shopping centres.
Yeah. Seems like flogging handbags, and allegedly, is quite lucrative.
Well, it's really, ridiculous. Two flights. And Rob McLeod, Benny's come up with a good idea. Well, not a good idea. This is just stating facts.
Yes.
Interesting to get you as a professional
journo.
Yeah, ACRA winner.
As the most sensible person in the room.
Yeah,
pretty much.
It's a good point, Ben.
I had this thought. Okay, so, righto. Quarantine.
Yes.
You now have to pay for it.
That's right.
Right? It's forced quarantine when you come back to Queensland from the hotspots, et cetera, et cetera. That costs you $2,800. For one adult.
Yes.
Okay.
So you can't just do it in a caravan park or decide what you want to do. That's right.
You can't stay at the, can't stay at a cheap hotel. You've got to stay where they tell you. Two adults, $3,710. Surely people are just lying rather than, taking a chance on having to pay $3,000 instead of being fined,
But you've had the opportunity to get here when it was free.
No, okay. Well, now, okay. If now moving forward, more people are going to lie about where they've been because
they don't want to pay.
You can either pay upfront for $3,000 or you can take a chance on $4,000. If you don't get caught, you pay nothing.
That's right.
Has no one thought of this?
It's a really, really good point.
Is that a good point,
Rod?
It is a good point.
Yes.
Yeah. There wasn't an issue initially when the governments were paying for it.
That's
right. Of course, everybody's going to accept. You know, if the government's paying for it, why wouldn't you?
Well, they still whinge. Don't worry. There are still whinges.
But isn't that just encouraging people to flaunt the laws? Like, it's already an honour system as it is.
That's right. I don't know a lot of people that have spare cash to do that. Like I said, you can't nominate a Big Four or a little motel on the side of the Gold Coast Highway.
But you've known.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We know
from
that.
This
but there's
point,
just idiots.
From this point, if people come back, they either have to pay the $3,000 or they take a chance on getting fined $4,000.
Well, would you be willing to subsidise idiots?
That's basically what we want to know.
Well, I think we should. Because people are just going to... What would you rather have? A bit of a bill for a hotel for people quarantining as a taxpayer outbreak of COVID?
We can't keep paying.
Well, we have to.
We're going
to
pay either through health or...
That's right.
We can't keep paying. We can't continually just fork out. The gravy train has to stop.
Yeah, but it's, I tell you what, it's time for a bit more Gravox in it because, no, honestly, it's already blown out with the budget. If it means that our hospitals won't be as clogged up, if it means our elderly, which I'm sure, like myself, we're all extremely worried about our parents, no matter where they are.
Yep.
That's a big issue.
The hospital bill...
It's worth it for these
would
idiots.
..would be more than paying for hotel
That's
quarantine.
That's right.
In the long run.
No. Yeah, but then people will take advantage. No. I say, look, you know what? Absolutely fine. I reckon the penalties have to be harsher. Their penalty has to be 10 times harsher, so it doesn't put them in the place of saying, you've got to pay that $3,000 or there's going to be that $40,000, $50,000 or whatever it is. I don't know. Like jail time, whatever it is, is going to be the, you know, that is going to be the outcome.
Well, it's an honour system. Like I say, it's like the people that don't pay for the avocados on the side of the road or the horse poo. They just take it.
Mm.
It's like those people. If it's an honour system, they're just going to always lie.
No. Okay. 13, 27, 10. Well, which side are you on? Should we be paying for hotel quarantine? Or maybe you agree with Spider and the fine, the punishment, should be 10 times more.
The gravy train has to stop.
There are a lot of worried, anxious, fearful people at the moment waiting for results, knowing they're in the areas these girls were at. And it's a long list. And angry parents. But, Ben, you make a very good point.
Very good point, Ben.
Thank you. It's nice to hear. No, so here's my thought is, you know, that if you come back into Queensland from these spots, you have to go into mandatory quarantine for 2 weeks and it's a hotel. You don't get to choose where you go.
No.
It's a fixed bill. And it's nearly $3,000.
Yes.
So if you know you're coming back, you have to pay $3,000 and you don't have $3,000, wouldn't that just encourage people to just take a chance and go and lie on their form when the fine's only $4,000?
Exactly.
So they may not have to pay anything by just fudging it a little bit.
And it's easy to fudge. That's what they're saying, because it's an honesty system. Now, trust us. We are not saying, oh, the government should pay for these poor people. They shouldn't have to. That's not the point.
Mm.
Our point is, if it means more people will be in mandatory quarantine, which means less people are sick and COVID doesn't spread as much, well, that's what we've got to do.
It's like a carrot going here.
Exactly.
You go, yeah.
Exactly.
And my point, a little bit different. I'm saying I am sick of the government's gravy train, everybody taking advantage of it. You know what? They should have to pay if they do go interstate.
Yeah,
and the government cannot continue to hand out money. We're in unbelievable debt it is. We just cannot keep going down this path.
We can't trust people. This is not JobKeeper. Well, we can't even trust some people with that.
Some people have to take responsibility, and it's not up to the government to sit there and continue to pay them.
Let's quickly go to Tracy and Benora Point. You want to make a point about people working away, Tracy?
Yes. Yeah. Have you considered that, you know, they've gone away to earn money, and when they come back to return to their families after being away for weeks, they then have to actually pay for accommodation and not return home.
Yes.
You want them to all throw their jobs in and get unemployment instead.
Wow, that's a really good point, Tracy. And we did hear the other day that, of course, there's a lot of fly-in, fly-out miners that are stuck.
Yeah.
They can't. They haven't been able to get home to their families since February.
Yeah.
Yeah, and their companies aren't going to pay for their accommodation while they're not working, so it's quite a catch-22. But anyway, I have a job myself I have to go into.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Sorry to keep you, Tracy. Yeah. Look, Violet from Mullindina, what's your thoughts on this?
I agree with Spider. If you can afford to travel, you can afford to pay for your quarantine.
Yep.
I'm a worker, and just at the moment, we're all locked up, you know, so pay for yourselves. You're on a holiday, pay for yourselves.
I get that. That's very black or white. But they're not.
Yep.
They're coming back and they're lying so they don't have to pay.
So harsher penalties?
No, yeah, harsher penalties. And those two girls that stole all those clothes, you know what? They can pay for that too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
With the proceeds of crime.
Yeah, I agree. And then they can pay for all the high-risk people who they're going to kill along the way
that are trying to do their best.
They're going to pay for everybody that they feed their killers.
Mm. It's true. And people will die because of this, so they should be locked up for life.
It's amazing how we haven't really brought up the... they went to Victoria to steal stuff.
It's
That's all alleged,
obviously. So, of course, they're going to lie about everything else and not do quarantine. Terry and Helensvale, what do you think?
Hi, guys. Well, I think they should be isolated at home, and they should be checked on every day at a random time by an officer or someone.
Mm.
And if they're not there, then it's a hefty fine.
Well, the hardest thing is with that, Terry, which is, you know, I think most people like Danny Minogue, like to be able to quarantine where they want, but they live with, listen to Bianca Stone this morning, they've got large families.
Yeah.
So they've got another six or seven people in the house.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
And we did that at the start. That's why they brought in hotel quarantine in the first place, because people couldn't be trusted.
Everybody has to isolate. That's it. Yeah. That's the cost of going into state.
That's right. Mm. Thanks, okay. Terry.
Everybody in that house has to isolate.
Fair call. Yeah.
And Terry from South Tweed Heads, what do you think here?
Mate, I'm up with Spider on this one.
Yeah.
I reckon it should be harsher. I reckon if they're going to leave Queensland to go down to Melbourne, there's $4,000 there. If they come back, because they've been there, there's another
$4,000. Yep.
Plus the hotel, plus being tested.
Well, maybe they should tack the cost of the hotel quarantine onto the flight ticket when they buy the first
ticket. They should.
Yeah.
Well, I've got to go back to the Philippines, and I've got to pay for my flight. I've got to pay for the hotel being quarantined. I've got to pay for the test. So, you know.
But Terry, we're not saying that they shouldn't pay for it. We're just saying people are lying. So then they're skipping quarantine.
So they don't have to pay.
When are you allowed to fly to the Philippines?
I'm still waiting.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm hoping.
Is
September.
That a holiday?
No, I'm going back home.
Oh, you live there?
Oh,
beautiful.
Sweet.
Is your wife back there?
Yeah, wife's back there. And
that's tough.
I live there. And I've been here since February.
That's with my parents. Footy mania here on the Gold Coast. It's huge at the moment. Everyone needs a second team. We know how big it is. Every team coming to the southeast Queensland. We need the grand final here. That's what we need.
We do. So there is a lot of extra teams here on the coast. Then we want to adopt them all out so that everyone has a second team each morning. Someone coming on board to put forward their case for why you should follow their team. And we've gone to the big one today.
Joining us right now, the president of the Collingwood Footy Club. And they're an easy team to follow. I followed them since I was growing up. Used to have the duffel coat with the numbers on my back from Billy Pickin to Peter Moore, but the biggest fan base there is in AFL footy. Eddie Maguire, good morning, and the Collingwood Footy Club. Why should they be everyone's team?
Well, they should be, because anyone who has any sort of understanding of the history of the game, this is the working class team that came from the lowest socioeconomic place, that built our stands with the unemployed labour of the people through the Great Depression, who to this very day still go out into the suburbs and build homes for the homeless. You only have to say go Pies and you're part of the biggest game in town, wearing the famous black and white stripes.
Hey.
A jumper. We don't wear fancy dress. You buy one jumper, you know that the Pies will be playing in it every week. Since 1892, this club has stood for something. If you don't stand for something, Spider, you stand for nothing. Right. And Bridget Collingwood stands for egalitarianism, for the ethos of what Australia is all about. Wow. And it is what has taken us through depressions, through pandemics, through world wars, and will lead us to the promised land again. Ladies and gentlemen, you have not got on board yet. This is the time. There are only two types of people. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen. There are those who barrack for Collingwood and those who wish they did.
Yeah.
Get on board and go Pies.
Eddie Maguire or Sam Kekovic?
I know.
This is incredible. I feel very brainwashed.
Yeah.
This is very much like Jenny from the Block. You know, here's Jennifer Lopez saying, I'm just from the block, where she lives in a mansion. Why do you guys have such a reputation that you are the whingers if things don't go your way, that you get everything you want?
With everything we've ever done, we've had to fight for. That's why.
Right.
And because there's so many of us. Look, I might have started in Broadmeadows. I might live in Toorak now, but I'm very proud to say I'm the first bloke from Broadie to get to Toorak without a balaclava. And, mind you, these days, if you're not wearing a balaclava, then you're suspicious in Melbourne. So,
That's true.
So things have changed quite considerably. But no, we're not whinge. We stand there side by side. We stick together. You know that in our song, we're the only club in the AFL that references our supporters. See, the barrackers are shouting, as all barrackers should. It's all about the community of Collingwood. The players are representative of the people in the stands and have been since 1892. We're not some confected franchise. We're a team that grew organically.
Right.
Organically from the people that were there. You know that we were, Bridge, you know we're the only club. We're the first club to build a women's stand so the women of Collingwood had somewhere to go during the Great Depression, those tough times, so that they could be part of the community.
You run me over, that's it. There we go.
That's it. That's why, seriously, in all seriousness, that's why our club has you know, got through all these 127 years of football is because we do feel this way. I know it sounds funny on the radio and all the rest of it, but believe it or not, that's the way I feel to this very day. And the first time I ever felt part of a community, my parents came from overseas, and the first time I ever felt part of a community was the first I went to Victoria Park and the crowd went up. And I thought, my goodness, I've found my people. This is what it's all about, to be part of something bigger than myself. And the fact that the club over the years, yeah, we run into a bit of trouble here and there, but that's there's no effort without erring. We know that. And the great thing about Collingwood is it continues to give to society and to the community. Having said that, the Gold Coast Suns and the Brisbane Lions doing sensational job. And we would like, I'd like to take the opportunity to just thank everybody in Queensland for the hospitality and the opportunity to keep our football season going. And if the game isn't played at the MCG, I hope like hell it's played at the Gabba, the grand final, because the people of Queensland have embraced our game and have given something, put themselves on the line to the Premier. Just the Premier Pelletier has just been sensational, and everybody up there, and let's get this season done. And Queensland can rightly then say that when their moment came for AFL football, they stood up and didn't stand down, and we really appreciate it.
Yeah, but we're never giving it back. But Eddie McGuire, yeah, the evangelist, yes, for Collingwood. Praise be, yeah, Collingwood.
Praise!
Ich bin ein Collingwooder.
Righto. Well, hey, how's this for a segue?
Oh, I see.
Great segue.
Yes,
Ed.
Now, working in radio, we're pretty privileged. We can make things happen.
Yeah.
We can call in favours, and we always love when we can do it for someone very special, particularly here on the Gold Coast.
Yes.
And Raina has got in touch with us from Labrador.
Yes.
To tell us the story of her sister.
Hmm.
Now, we've got them. We've got Raina on the line right now. I think they're even in Bunnings, so they're literally in the middle of shopping at Bunnings. We got you there, Raina?
Yes, we are.
Now, you're trying to be quite sneaky, right? So
I know.
Yes, you can't really say much. We can, and this, yeah, is like a, you can say yes or no, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So you've got a beautiful sister, and her name's Angela. Now, she's with you right now.
Yes.
There's been a lot of work behind the scenes to get to this point, hasn't there, Peter?
I'm going to be like, yeah, Raina and say, yes. Yes.
We're very, very grateful that you got in contact with us, because we want to try and make Angela's dream come true. Now, she has no idea about this. You know what it's all about. We will reveal it to Angela now, but she's just she's about to find out and has absolutely no idea you've contacted Triple M.
No idea.
And can I really confirm, are you in Bunnings?
Yes, we are.
This isn't like a game of celebrity head. Are you a woman?
No, yes. It
sounds like you can hear you can hear the Bunnings trolley.
I know that, but yeah. Well, like,
what do you need at Bunnings?
I'm letting my sister push the trolley all by herself with a big bag of soil.
Okay. Oh, I need some thinners. That's
there we
all.
Go. You need some thinners. I knew also, it.
Is that yeah. what you need?
While you're there, right?
So Spider's never had a Bunnings sausage sizzle, but we won't get into that.
Yeah. Okay. We'd love to talk to your sister. Yeah.
Yes. Now, what are you going to say when you pass the phone over? What
are you going to say now? I'm just going to say they're looking for you.
They're looking for you.
Someone's looking for you.
All right, Queensland police.
We'd love
the
to
police.
Talk.
Police.
We'd love yeah. to talk to Angela. Hello.
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 Is that Angela?
Is this an echo?
Oh, hey. Who's this?
My name is Bridge.
And my name's Spider.
Am I on the radio?
You're on the radio.
So, what's happening?
So, you have no idea why we're speaking to you?
No.
So, your beautiful sister, Raina, has been helping you through a pretty tough time.
Oh, yes, yes.
Aww. And Raina got in contact with us and said that you do have a bit of a dream, but would you mind sharing a little bit of how tough it's been recently for you?
Yeah, you know what? I'm a tough girl, so I wouldn't say it's been that tough. But, you know, you get your moments where you're like, oh, I can't believe this is happening to me. So that sort of thing. But, I look at life. I see a positive in everything. So this is just one of those things where I just have to be brave and be tough. So
if you don't mind us saying, you're battling bowel cancer.
Yeah, so I've just been diagnosed 2 months ago, and very young, you know, and it's just one of those things where you're just like, you know, you can't believe it, this is happening to you. So, but yeah, it's a late stage as well, so it's very scary. You don't really know what that means, because right. You know, until it happens to you. So, but I'm young and you know, I'm pretty healthy. Other than that, of course. So.
And you've got a couple of children as well. How hard is it, you know, when you have to sit down and tell them?
Yeah, no, I've got a 16-year-old boy and an 8-year-old girl, and the little girl knows about cancer, but she doesn't know, you know, what could happen, that sort of speak. But my son's been so brave, and I raised them to be tough and be independent, and, you know, this is a harsh world, so you have to sort of prepare them for that. And but yeah, I can't believe it. Yeah, I've been doing that all my life, but for some reason I'm like, oh, is this why I've been training them to be this way, you know? But, yeah.
That can be tough, Ange, but no matter how tough and resilient you can be, there's the emotional side of this. I mean, no one is prepared for this. No one.
No way. I mean, you know, I don't know. I just handle things differently. And, you know, I cried for probably half an hour when the doctor told me. But then after that, I just cried when I had to tell my family. And that was it, you know. And I've never cried since. And I'm not one of those people that cry a lot. So that's probably one of those reasons as well.
Yeah.
But it's just, yeah, it's... I don't know how other people would have taken this, honestly. It is a really, really big thing. And... I guess I'm just being positive. I don't know how much I've got left, but I'm fighting it, and I'm just not even looking to that, you know, the end stage of it, you know.
And nor should you.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, you're in Bunnings. You're in the best place in the world.
Yes. Spider's mecca.
But yeah, your family, yeah. Your sister, Raina, she's been fantastic. And she's always said that you've always had a real desire to, you know, be on the radio and be a part of radio.
I do. Like, ever since, I'm like, you know, I'm supposed to be maybe a radio person, because, you know, I talk a lot. I can talk about anything, but, you know, I wouldn't say I'm 100%, you know, smart, but, you know.
Hey, that's not like a prerequisite at all.
No, wow. You've already qualified. You're overqualified, actually.
She's videoing me right now.
It's funny. Probably because we're about to tell you something. Yay. That's why she's videoing. You.
Oh, okay.
Well, that was your interview process, so you passed as part of the interview, which is good.
Oh, my God. This is so funny.
The next step would be probably... How does this sound? Angela, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
That's unbelievable.
How does that sound?
Oh, my God.
That is so good.
That does sound good. Okay.
Angela, Bridge and Spider. That's 100%. It's happening on Monday.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You're the superstar of the show, of the breakfast show on Monday.
Oh, your name comes first.
Oh, my God. Oh, I can't believe this. I can't believe she did this.
Okay, I'll tell you, we'll even do one better for you, Angela, because it's easier for us to get around than you. So on Monday, we're going to bring the show to your house. We're going to do it from your house.
Mm.
We're going to rename the whole show to include you. How does that sound?
Oh, my God. Now the pressure is on.
Well, there's two things you need to know. We have a meeting today.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because we're going to talk about what's going to be on the show on Monday.
That's right.
And we'll give you, well, you'll have to give us some ideas, but you can take over Spider Spray as well, because it just it gives you the chance to absolutely unleash it anyone.
Yes, there you go.
Oh, my God. Okay. My God.
You can pick some songs too if you want. Do whatever. Yeah. It's your show.
Yeah. Your name's first.
Right. I'm kind of nervous, but at the same time, I'm planning now what I'm going to do.
Hey, look, we are so excited that you're on board, and we cannot wait till Monday, because we're really excited we can make this happen for you, this dream.
Oh, thank you so much. I don't want to cry because I'm not a crier.
No, that's okay. We won't force you to watch Farmer Wants a Wife on Sunday night.
Oh, actually, we might. I'm not watching it, so I do need someone to watch it.
Yeah, you might have to tell us about that. Anyway, look, we will see you on Monday when you start your brand new job on your own radio show, okay?
Yes.
And you've got your sister to thank for that.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, sis.